those bags live around the globe. It's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at rmworldtravel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Let's go, America. Welcome aboard hour two of America's number one travel radio show. We are live oceanfront today. Beautiful sunny weather we are looking out to. It is just after 11 a.m. Eastern time. It is June 7th, 2025. And these next 60 minutes of the show, well, they represent the grand finale of this week's big Let's Go America tour of Virginia Beach. Mary and I are broadcasting right now from Hilton Grand Vacations Ocean Beach Club and Ocean Air Resort.
That's right. And as Robert said, we are oceanfront today. In fact, the pool and the ocean, they're calling our name. It's absolutely beautiful, as you said. We're at 3401 Atlantic Avenue. And if you know anything about Virginia Beach, when you come in on either Highway 58 or I-264, you just hang a left. And you can't miss these properties up on your right. With approximately 550 suites between these two high-rise buildings, Steve Qualls is the general manager of Ocean Beach Club and Ocean Air. He and his team have been great to work with all week. Let's welcome Steve on mic four.
Yes, he is on mic four, too. He knew exactly where to go.
Yeah,
so, Steve, listen, Mary
you.
And I, we've enjoyed interacting with you this week, getting the show ready to go. Now it's our opportunity to provide a little hospitality back. So welcome aboard America's number one travel radio show.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate that. And your wife right now, hopefully, I know she's in Seattle, and she can hopefully hear us right now with our live station up there. So listen, you know, a few weeks ago, we were down in Orlando. We connected with a number of folks at the corporate office, as well as your colleague, Ray Miller. He's the GM of the Las Palmeras Resort there. You know, something that Mary and I appreciate about all the general managers that we encounter at Hilton Grand Vacations, it's the level of commitment that we see firsthand to the respective properties and the teams. You had a meeting this morning before the show with your team. So here in Virginia Beach, you've got two properties adjacent to each other, Ocean Beach Club, as I've said, Ocean Air. Great location. The beach is terrific here. So talk about the properties for everyone listening across the country.
Wonderful. Well, as you said, we're 536 rooms. We have anywhere from a single unit to a two-story, three-bedroom penthouse suite overlooking the ocean. We have plenty of activities. We have four pools here. We have activities rooms. We have the game room. And if you're into fitness, well, we have a fitness center on the 17th floor overlooking the ocean as well. So we have a little bit of everything here.
It's a great vibe here, and it's very busy out at the pool right now. Steve, many hospitality businesses are actively working to create more diverse workplaces. I recall back in January, Robert, you and I actually interviewed a VP with a company who for 60 years has been active in helping people with varying special needs and disabilities find placements in hospitality and travel. And I think there are a lot of essential skills in the field in general, but I think the two that I think provide really excellent opportunities for growth and learning are customer service and communication. And I'd love for you to talk about the work experience program that you have on site here, Steve, in partnership with the Office of Programs for Exceptional Children.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, one of Hilton Grand Vacations values is putting people first, and so whether that's a guest or an owner or a member, our team members, and even our community. So it's really a great chance for us to give back to the community. We started about a year and a half ago with four students, and I give a lot of kudos to our company. Obviously, you have kids, we'll call them. We have kids here that are not employed, and they're on the property, and there's some legalities with that, and we worked through that rather quickly. Mm-hmm. Started with four students. And this year we are up to eight students, and we have another four students at one of our sister properties. And we also have, I had a call 2 weeks ago with some of our HGV properties overseas. So they're looking at the program as well. But basically, you're working with these students that have a little bit of a learning disorder. Some are nonverbal. Some are, they may be a little agitated in the environment. And you're teaching these students what it means to be in a work environment, what it means of the routine of, okay, I come in, I sign in, I have a specific task that I need to do, I do that task.
Well, you're providing purpose.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
So the intention is when they graduate from high school, they have that work experience, or they have that understanding of, okay, this is what it means to enter the workforce. And you know, honestly, I have a couple kids I got my eyes on that I'm hoping that they work with us.
Yeah, that's terrific.
What you're doing with
that. Terrific.
And again, I mean, because you are making impact, and that's the beauty when travel has the ability to create that impact out there. It's what we're all in this for. So, you know, I'm curious to hear what you enjoy about being a GM, particularly here at Ocean Beach Club in Ocean Air, and I'm sure some of your team want to hear that as well. But, you know, because you're responsible to Mark and Gordon with the company, obviously, they're in Orlando at the headquarters. You know, but you have to make sure that you're hitting on the expectations of Hilton Grand Vacation, but also the standards everyone expects from Hilton, since Hilton owns part of Hilton Grand Vacations, right? So, you know, but you also have members and owners, as well as travelers who stay here as a typical hotel guest. So you've been part of the Hilton family now, I think, for over 30 years, a GM of these properties a little over 3 years. How do you find that balance that's required to deliver the success that, you know, frankly, it's expected of you?
Well, it's it is a privilege to work here. I think that if you look at your standards as far as for your quality scores and your guest scores, Hilton Grand Vacations tends to rise to the top of the family. So there are some very high expectations. And quite frankly, if I'm an owner and I'm coming in every year, well, I expect to see improvements every year. And that's part of what we'll do. You know, I'll meet with the owners once a week, and we have an owner social, and I say, look, this is where we are, and I hope you've seen these changes and these changes, and these changes are coming up. But I mean, the basic service, I mean, clean, safe, and friendly. I mean, it doesn't matter what resort or property. Right. It's providing that safe environment where people love to come.
Right. Steve, your experiences with Hilton are diverse. You've run properties at airports, resorts, city locations, suburban locations. Here at Ocean Beach Club and Ocean Air, you're responsible for beachfront locations, which we've been talking about today. And I appreciate, by the way, for those of you who are listening who go on our socials to see the photos, Steve's responsible for the beach chairs, the beach balls, everything here. So how have your experiences at all of your other locations prepared you to run beachfront locations?
Well, I think it's like anything in life. I mean, you come in, I graduated with a degree in hospitality from Penn State, and you come in and you're just gung-ho, and you learn how much you don't know. So you learn, you go forward, you learn to adapt. I mean, you talked about an airport property. You're working in an airport property, and you're expecting a slow week, and all of a sudden there's a couple canceled flights, and you're sold out, and now you've got to scramble. How am I going to feed these people? How am I going to do all that? So at the property here, I mean, again, the same services, but you're honestly, the biggest thing is you're dealing with the
still
elements.
Hospitality.
Hospitality.
So, Steve, well, listen, thank you very much. Mary and I, as you've heard us, we enjoy Virginia, so I'm sure our paths will cross again when we see you at some point in the future. Really appreciate you being part of the show today, so thank you very much.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Thank you.
So, folks, listen, if you want to hear something again from today's live broadcast, we archive every hour of every show on our show website. It's typically posted by 2 p.m. Eastern Time. You'll find it right there on the homepage. And a detailed recap of the big Let's Go America tour is coming this week. So go check that out. We're going to toss things back to Bobby in Dallas right now for a quick sponsors break. We've got two well-connected guests on the area stepping up to the microphones next. We're back in 3 minutes, folks.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
We're living in interesting times, and current circumstances have made it more clear than ever that you just never know when it comes to travel. This is why we encourage you to have coverage from Travel Guard Insurance. We are such strong believers in the importance of travel insurance. It's something we always make sure we have because it's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you just shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance, it's one of them. It's not just for canceled flights, folks. Coverage also includes an array of items such as trip cancellation, interruption, and delay coverage, medical expenses and evacuation, translation services, passport or ticket replacement, lost or delayed baggage, flight or hotel rebookings, prescription replacement, roadside assistance, and more. They even offer 24-hour emergency services. And in today's world, look into CFAR or cancel for any reason coverage as well. Whether your upcoming travels will be a solo adventure, family vacation, long or short getaway, international or domestic, get covered from our friends at TravelGuard.com/carry. The website again is TravelGuard.com/carry. You'll also find a direct link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
If annual doctor's appointments are important to you, there's one simple lifestyle change you can make, and you're going to feel the difference. Enjoy a delicious glass of doctor-formulated Field of Greens each day, and I promise you, you're going to feel terrific. Plus, your doctor's going to notice your improved health or your money back. This listener wrote, "The best blood work I've had in a decade. My doctor said, whatever you're doing, keep doing it." So let's get you started today with 20% off at fieldofgreens.com and use code CARRY. Or as always, you can go to our show website, rmworldtravel.com, under sponsors.
We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world. For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace. Simply Safe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind. So visit simplysafe.com/carry to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan. That's simplysafe.com/carry, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Let's Go America, as today's big Let's Go America tour of Virginia Beach now moves into the G block. Well, we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/carry.
And when you think about what travel can cost and the challenges you'll face if or when something goes awry, packing a plan from TravelGuard.com/carry is one of the best things you can do for a successful
trip. We say this all the time. When travel plans go wrong, a TravelGuard travel insurance plan can make things go right. And that's what we all want when we travel out there. So whether your next adventure, it's a long or short getaway, international or domestic, just do what we do. Get covered at TravelGuard.com/carry. You'll also find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, last hour, the mayor of Virginia Beach, Bobby Dyer, was on set with us. Now we're going to discuss this city and all that it offers from a different perspective. On Mic 4, we're going to welcome Delegate Ann Farrell Tata. She's a member of the Virginia House of Delegates representing District 99, which serves the Virginia Beach area. And ready to go on Mic 3, we're going to welcome Bill Kelly, the City of Virginia Beach's Resort Administrator.
So Ann Farrell, Bill, thank you very much for being part of America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you for having us.
Well, great having both
of
you.
Thank you for coming to our town.
Well, listen, I do not need to thank us, because Mary and I, we love it, Virginia, and certainly Virginia Beach, but thank you, though. So, Ann Farrell, I'm going to begin with you. You know, last hour, Julie Warden from our affiliate WNIS AM 790 here, she was in your seat. Many of our listeners, they, you know, hearing this show on that station right now, know you well. And certainly, you know, there are others around Virginia that very well may know about you because of you're a member of the state, you know, the House of Delegates at the state capitol and the work that you do there. So you're the daughter of an Army officer, the wife of a Navy officer. Your family roots include five governors, as we were researching you. The positive impact that Governor Youngkin has had here in Virginia, it's something that we absolutely love. If we could duplicate him, we would. I mean, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears looks like she's on her way, hopefully, to winning again, or winning the governorship that's coming up. So important leaders here for your state. But you've lived in Virginia Beach now, I think, for 30 years, raising four kids here. What do you want our listeners across the nation to know about your city and America's 10th state?
Well, this is one of the best places to live, work, and raise a family. That's what we always say in Virginia. It has everything to offer. We're centrally located. The weather is great. The traffic is great. All the industry. We have so much here to offer. And I, as an Army brat, I've lived a lot of different places. And this is by far one of the best.
Ann, thank you. Bill, Robert and I have enjoyed Williamsburg. We were just there this week, Norfolk, and here in Virginia Beach many times over the years. We do love beaches.
The
boardwalk here is a huge draw. It's big, it's wide, it's, 3 miles long, I think.
Yeah.
You basically, resort administrator, I'm trying to figure out what you do. I'm pretty sure you run all the festivals, or you help oversee all the festivals and life that goes on here. So go ahead. Where do you want to go with what's here and what's happening this summer?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, my role oversees the festivals that happen at the oceanfront as well as citywide. As you see, we have sand soccer here this weekend. It's the 31st year. There's over 800 teams, 66 fields. It's 8,000 room nights that it generates, in addition to a $15 million economic impact for the city. It's an amazing event. And the best part is it's locally growing. It's the Hampton Roads Soccer Complex. It's their biggest fundraiser. It's here in Virginia Beach. And the money that they raise goes back to that soccer complex to enhance the youth athletes that play sports, not just soccer. They have lacrosse out there, flag football. So it's an amazing event, and that's just a great example of what we do down here.
So, Ann Farrell, you know, I know you're running for office again this year. Love the slogan for the campaign, faith, family, freedom. I mean, there are three pillars every American should be able to get behind and support. Mary and I, we've said a couple times today, we were married in Virginia. We've lived in the northern part of the state near Washington, D.C., and the Reston area up there. You know, we found that area to be more transient because of the U.S. government. But many people move to Virginia Beach and the greater Tidewater area. They put down roots, right? So you've got a lot of multi-generational families, and we certainly have encountered a number of people this week. But do you think that helps in differentiating, you know, this area from other beachfront communities?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, we're usually rated one of the top places to retire. So what's nice about it is you have the retirees, but then you have multi-generation, as you said, and it's a great place to have little children as well. So it's I love that there's such that cross-sectional with all different generations, all different ages, and it's a place that, you know, you find that because of all the things we have here to offer.
Yeah, and I think
that really adds to the community when you get people of all ages. So you have people starting out here in the military. You have people retiring here. I really think that adds
a lot to
the community we have. Bill, so the mayor touched on the Dome earlier. Okay. I know that was an old, historic, very important venue to the area, which I think had a different name. It's actually not shaped like a dome. We did see the outside of it, just so our listeners have a visual. It doesn't look like a dome if you're looking for it. But just give us a little more detail on what the Dome is. And it's open now, correct?
It is open, and it's an amazing facility. It's probably the nicest facility, and I've been told this by the operators Live Nation, that you can find in the United States. The facility seats 3,500 people. It also opens up. There's an air wall that'll open to outside, so you can expand the seating. So it's not just indoors, and some shows when they open will have outdoor venue as well. It's attached to Atlantic Park, which is a $350 million project that includes a 2.6-acre wave park that's going to generate waves anywhere from 1 to 6 feet. So you can be a novice to an expert. But the Dome itself is, I think right now they're hosting the types of acts they're hosting, from Kevin Hart to Ziggy Marley. You can get everything in between, Winona Judd. So it is actually going to be a crown jewel.
That's a big thing. So, you know, Ann Farrell, you think about it. You were just talking about the old Civic Center, now the Dome, they call it. I can vividly recall coming to Virginia Beach, you know, in the past for a convention and staying at the historic Cavalier Hotel, maybe 6 or 7 blocks up the road from where we are right now. The convention center you have here now, I believe it's the largest building in the city. Folks, it's impressive. We were there the other day. I mean, state-of-the-art facility. It looks a little bit like an airport terminal to us, right, some ways.
Yeah.
So, you know, 250,000 square feet. You can certainly attract major gatherings. It's got to have a huge impact on the economy of the city.
Absolutely. Well, tourism in itself is one of our biggest economic drivers. And actually, I love that Bill was talking about the sand soccer, because something that we're really doing well here is sports tourism. I mean, this is, because it's so family friendly, it's a great place to bring your children. And so we're really hoping to utilize that convention center even more for a different kind of sports tourism that will bring a lot of people here, because this is, we have great schools here, we have low real estate taxes, all because of the generation of the tourism dollars. So that's huge for us.
Mary and I often ask ourselves as we travel,
why are we living where we're living?
We pay a very high premium to live in the New York City area.
We really are living in a gem of an area, we scratch
our head on that. Well, listen, we could go into another question or two,
I do want to just give a quick shout out, because we touched on it briefly, but there is an East Coast Surfing Championship that's here annually. When is that? Just real quick.
It's the last week of August leading into the week before Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
And it's the longest running surf contest in the world.
All right. I want to give websites to folks that are listening right now. So Visit Virginia Beach is very easy, folks. It's just visitvirginiabeach.com. And Ann Farrell, your website that you have is just
TeamTata.org.
Folks can go, if they're listening here, whether it's in the Norfolk area, Greater Virginia area, they can go and learn all about you and your campaign as well. Very nice having the both of you here with us
today.
Thank you
so much.
Really appreciate that. And I mean, Mary, again, Virginia Beach. I mean, you know, and I feel like I'm going to be a broken record when I say this, but we continue to look outside and see the sun. You know, Ann Farrell and Bill, they told us that the rain was coming. There is no rain. We're seeing sun. This is great for the 100,000 people that are here for sand soccer this weekend. So, you know, that's just terrific. But, again, thanks for both of you for joining us today.
Thank you.
So, Mary, you know, as you think about right now, you know, we're going to talk about the aquarium next. Yeah. We're going to talk also about Williamsburg, Colonial Williamsburg that's coming. A lot that's still going to be coming.
What's Rudy got? Rudy's got...
Cape Henry Lighthouse.
So we did the lighthouse. We climbed the 79 steps to the lighthouse this week.
We were there.
Beautiful, yep. Beautiful views.
Now, it takes a little bit to get onto the base.
Yep. Right, well, like any federal, you need your real ID.
Yeah.
Then you take a shuttle because it's an active base, of course. So it's, you know, it's got tight security. But once you're there... it's a really historic lighthouse. You're going to learn more about it in a few minutes.
So we've covered today Norfolk. We're going to cover Williamsburg. We have covered the Military Aviation Museum. We are going to have now the aquarium coming next. Folks, you can hear it's busy. It's happening here where we are. So we appreciate all of you being part of the show today across the country. You can send in any of your comments, any of your questions on the area to us at rmworldtravel.com/contact. Love hearing from you. And we will have a full recap going up on our website of the Big Let's Go America Tour Virginia Beach. That'll be up probably by Tuesday, Wednesday this week. Check that out. And go to our social media. You'll see all the photos that are being posted by our team right now. And appreciate that as well. So, all right. Well, right now we're going to prepare to send things back to Bobby in Dallas. Christina Hedgepeth joins us next. We're going to spotlight a bit of Virginia's aquarium. It is another must-visit location that we say when you visit. Today's grand finale of the big Let's Go America Tour of Virginia Beach returns after this quick break, folks. Don't go anywhere.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
We're living in interesting times, and current circumstances have made it more clear than ever that you just never know when it comes to travel. This is why we encourage you to have coverage from Travel Guard Insurance. We are such strong believers in the importance of travel insurance. It's something we always make sure we have because it's affordable and protects in so many ways. There are some things in life you just shouldn't do without, and traveling with travel insurance, it's one of them. It's not just for canceled flights, folks. Coverage also includes an array of items such as trip cancellation, interruption, and delay coverage, medical expenses and evacuation, translation services, passport or ticket replacement, lost or delayed baggage, flight or hotel rebookings, prescription replacement, roadside assistance, and more. They even offer 24-hour emergency services. And in today's world, look into CFAR or cancel for any reason coverage as well. Whether your upcoming travels will be a solo adventure, family vacation, long or short getaway, international or domestic, get covered from our friends at TravelGuard.com/carry. The website again is TravelGuard.com/carry. You'll also find a direct link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Let's go, America. Welcome back indeed to the Ocean Beach Club and Ocean Air. This is the big Let's Go America Tour of Virginia Beach as we continue along on June 7th. We are now going to give you a look at the aquarium here. That we say, listen, it's another must-visit location.
Yeah, so Busch Gardens and Kings Dominion theme parks are the top two most visited attractions in the state, but number three is joining us for the H Block today. Robert and I visited this week. We had a great time. Christina Hedgepeth is here with us on set from the Virginia Aquarium and Marine Science Center, and she's ready to go on mic three.
She certainly is. So, listen, good morning, Christina. Thanks for making what apparently about a four-mile trip, I guess, over here to join Mary and me live on set today.
Good morning. Yeah, we're just a short drive from the resort area, so it is a must-see in Virginia Beach.
Well, it is. We enjoyed our time there this week. So, you know, during our visit to the Virginia Aquarium this week, we learned that you get about 600,000 visitors a year, Christina. I mean, that's an impressive number, okay? I want to start off discussing the new South Building. It just reopened last year. I think it had about a $30 million renovation and expansion that went on. Also impressive, you know, from what we experienced firsthand, with all the jellyfish. I know we were just talking about it during the break here, but, you know, talk about what you've added for everyone listening around the country so they can also know about it.
That's right. So we have one of the largest collections of jellies on the East Coast, and we have Australian spotted jellies. We have a jelly diversity exhibit, so we change those jellies out every few months. So if you're a member, you come and visit, you might see a different jelly every time. And then we have a moon jelly touch pool, so you actually can touch a jelly.
Which I've never seen before. And it was packed with kids. They were having a blast.
They were having a great time. Fun.
And, of course, the otters are over there. And I can definitely see how that building enhances the aquarium. But I also want to give you an opportunity to touch on the main facility, or what you call the north building, where the larger species like the sea turtles, which are very popular, the sharks, which everyone loves, and the harbor seals are. Talk a little bit about the north building.
Yeah, that's right. So we have 250 different species, thousands of animals, and like you said, we get to meet 600,000 visitors a year. Beyond just the aquarium, we have lots of different experiences, including our dolphin watching and whale watching boat tours. We do boat tours year round, and we have special events. And then beyond that, we do education programs, conservation initiatives, sustainability practices, and we're just a cultural asset to the city, and we're very proud to be a part of it.
Yeah, and the boat tours, that's a little bit of an additional price to the regular admission. It's nominal, between $23 and $28. And you also have, people can get a sneak peek into the stranding response team, I believe they're called.
Yes.
Yeah, so. Yeah,
we have a stranding response exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
Our stranding response team is nationally recognized. We respond to marine mammals and sea turtles along the 7,000 coastal miles of Virginia. Our work's very important. And honestly, what's the most incredible part about it is that we're supported fully from donors. So without their generosity, we would not be able to do the incredible work that we do.
Well, that's
terrific. Yeah, great, Christina.
So let's stay on that, because, you know, as Mary said, you are the third most visited attraction in the state of Virginia. We learned while we were there that the team spends about 186,000 hours annually caring for all the animals that are there. Mm-hmm. Any other fun facts about the Virginia Aquarium, Christina, before, you know, that you want to share with folks?
Yeah, so like I said, we have thousands of animals. We also have thousands of volunteers, so different opportunities for adults and youth. Every summer we do a Watershed Warrior program, which is a great professional development opportunity for youth in the area. They can come, they get to learn about different environmental studies, and then they get to go on the floor and teach other people about what they've learned.
There's a lot of pride with the museum, the aquarium. Because you know, as we've married, I've talked to people this week while we're here, and we'll ask them, hey, what are you most proud of? What do you think that people should know about, right, Virginia Beach? The aquarium, if it wasn't number one, it certainly was top three.
Absolutely.
Okay, consistently.
Yeah.
Sometimes it was,
yeah.
Just depending on who we spoke to. But, you know, so you've got, you know, some unique events going on at the aquarium this summer. I know a lot of them are sold out. Okay, so that's good news for you guys, but it's not good for some of our listeners around the country. But, you know, why don't you share a few that, you know, you want to tick off, you know, for our listeners that are tuned in. Maybe they live nearby and they're listening, and, you know, on some of our stations that we have in the state or in drive markets to you. Perhaps, you know, they're listening around the country and it'll pique their interest and they want to make a visit.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously we're a great place for family, but we're not just for kids. Every month we have a Sharks After Dark experience, which is an evening event. Every month we have a different theme. There's a bar, and it's for 21 and up only. And we also do a yoga event. So if you're a yogi in the area and you want to do yoga at one of our exhibit spaces, that's a very popular one, and we're doing that monthly as well.
That's just like open yoga? Where is it located?
So if you guys remember the shark exhibit, that's where they did yoga this last
yoga
month.
Yoga with the sharks.
Yes.
Do you have one thing right now you say people have to come and go experience besides the jellies? What would it be?
Okay, well, the cuttlefish are really cool. They're also in the South Building. They're little tiny animals, but you got to give them credit because they have incredible camouflage abilities, and you can watch their patterns change on their skin.
I want to give folks information. For more info, hours, tickets, you can just go to virginiaaquarium.com, virginiaaquarium.com. Christina, thank you very much. Enjoyed having you here on set with us today, so appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that was fun. Congratulations on the new building
and all
the great exhibits. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, Mary, think about right now, the time that we were over there.
I want to give the jellyfish credit. They don't have brains, we learned.
Yes.
They just have nerve bundles, and
they also poop from their mouth.
Yeah, well, thanks for that, Christina.
We were ending on such a high, so thank you very much. I just had to tell you guys.
They're fascinating. All right, as we pause for a quick sponsor's break.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? We are going to head to, because Rudy's getting ready for the next segment.
Yeah, we're going to move outside.
Well, yes, we are. So we're going to have a little fun with it, because people, I think, since it's a beautiful sunny day, we want them to hear a little bit of the ocean weather out there, the ocean breeze. Maybe we'll even hear one of the planes fly.
I think we might. And Rudy is going to talk Cape Henry Lighthouse that we visited yesterday, and it's just a short 10-minute drive. It's in First Landing State Park, and then we're going to take you to Colonial Williamsburg. Robert and I will do that. So stay with us because our big Let's Go America tour of Virginia Beach continues in 3 minutes.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
You know, dads work hard and are important teachers. So this Father's Day, how about treating your dad to a pair of everyday earbuds at buyraycon.com/carry? Dads deserve to relax, recharge, and enjoy their favorite radio show, music, and phone calls in crystal clear sound. The latest model is better than ever with 32-hour battery life and multi-point connectivity. At just half the price of other premium brands, you can't go wrong, folks. Get 15% off site-wide at buyraycon.com/carry or find a direct link at rmworldtravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Hey, welcome back. This show's water theme continues now following Robert and Mary's visit to the Virginia Aquarium with a look at the Cape Henry Lighthouse. This portion of the program is sponsored by fieldofgreens.com. You know, Robert and Mary rave about this product with our team, and the results it delivers are outstanding. What's the unhealthiest meal you've ever eaten lately? Well, busy schedules and certainly travel can make eating 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day nearly impossible. None of us eat healthily every single meal, and that's why doctors created Field of Greens. This is a simple addition to make a part of your life. By enjoying a delicious glass of Field of Greens daily, well, it's like putting nutritional armor on your body. Each fruit and vegetable was doctor-selected for a specific health benefit. There's a heart-healthy group, lungs and kidney groups, metabolism, even healthy weight. You'll love the energy boost you get from it, plus the confidence that even when a cheat day happens, you can enjoy it guilt-free because Field of Greens is there working for you. They also make this better health promise that your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back. As a show fan, and to get you started, just use promo code CAREY, C-A-R-E-Y, at fieldofgreens.com to save 20%, or you can find a link at armworldtravel.com under sponsors. Well, Virginia is one of the country's original 13 colonies and the first part of the country settled by the Brits. It's the home state of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and other founding fathers. Today you can visit and climb to the top of the Cape Henry Lighthouse, authorized by, get this, George Washington and overseen by Alexander Hamilton. Robert and Mary climbed that lighthouse just yesterday, and I'm sure after climbing almost 200 steps, their legs know it. Will Glasgow is the chief executive officer of Preservation Virginia that today takes care of that lighthouse, built in 1792. It operated for nearly 100 years, guiding ships through the waters and a busy harbor where the Atlantic Ocean meets the Chesapeake Bay. Will, it's nice to have you today. By American standards, 1792 is really, really old for any structure. This is probably a dumb question, but how did the lighthouse produce light back in the early days? Was it a bonfire on top every night?
It's a great question. Thank you so much, Rudy, for having me on. I really appreciate it. Enjoying beautiful weather here in Virginia Beach today. So back then, they would use whale oil. Whale oil actually kept the light shining, but it was a lot of work lugging that to the top of the tower every night to make sure it was lit and shining for ships out in the harbor. So it was a heavy lift for the lighthouse keepers, but whale oil was how they would fuel it.
And was it difficult to get whale oil in those days? They had to schlep it up those stairs every day?
Yeah, they actually had a keeper's quarters at the base of the lighthouse and then essentially a whole separate building just for the fuel. So they would have to lug it up essentially a wooden staircase every night to do that. But the whale oil was acquired from whaling ships, usually up in New England and the Boston area.
All right. I know the lighthouse is located on a military property. So how does one visit the Cape Henry Lighthouse?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a really strategic position right at the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay, which is really why the lighthouse was built in the first place. But currently the military is allowing folks to come on base to see the lighthouse. We have a shuttle service to allow folks to access to the site. So basically you go to a location called Security Gate 8, and there military personnel will point you to the appropriate parking lot for the lighthouse. There you'll get kind of a quick overview of what to expect and where you can go and, frankly, where you can't go on the military base. And at that point, you hop on the shuttle, and they take you over to the lighthouse. You do need a valid ID for folks over the age of 16. Currently, they're not requiring the real ID, but that's probably common. So it's best to have a real ID in the next few months if you want to access the lighthouse.
And there's a slight charge for visiting, isn't there?
There is. It's $12 to climb to the top. And we also offer a walking tour. So if you wanted to do both, it would be $16 for climbing and taking the walking tour. Because surprisingly, even though it's on a military base, there's actually a few things to see there. First Landing State Park is nearby, which is actually owned by the National Park Service. And that's actually where John Smith and the first settlers landed on Virginia Beach in 1607 on their way to Jamestown.
Now, we just have about a minute left. There's a nearby new, and I put that name in quotes, lighthouse built in 1881. I know visitors can't climb that one, but you can see it from the original Cape Henry Lighthouse. Is the new one still in use?
It is. It's really one of the more unique places where you can see two lighthouses side by side. But the new Cape Henry, which is made of cast iron and a little bit taller than ours at Old Cape Henry, that one is still active and owned by the Coast Guard. And it is still lit every night. You can see the light shining out over the Chesapeake Bay there.
This is one of six historic sites that Preservation Virginia oversees, and you can see them all by going to preservationvirginia.org or specifically the capehenrylighthouse.org. Will Glasgow is the chief executive officer of Preservation Virginia. Check out those websites. And Will, I just find it fascinating that, I mean, I saw online the pictures of the original one, that it still stands and it was built so long ago. I appreciate your joining us.
Rudy, thank you so much for the opportunity, and we hope to welcome you and your listeners soon.
Well, that is very kind of you to say, and you have a lovely summer, and hope all goes well for you.
Absolutely. Take care, everyone. Have a good summer.
Up next, Robert and Mary continue the big Let's Go America tour, Virginia Beach, with a visit to historic Williamsburg.
Join the travel trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Let's go, America, one more time today. Here we go. Mary and I welcome all of you back to Virginia Beach on this June 7th as we now have moved outside so you can hear some of the ocean breeze. Before we all travel up I-64 to Colonial Williamsburg together for the J-Block, we're sponsored by helixsleep.com/Carrie.
One of the many benefits of traveling is getting a good night's sleep in a super comfortable luxury bed at a hotel or a resort, and now you can enjoy that same level of quality sleep at home. You're going to save 20% as part of the summer sale going on at helixsleep.com/Carrie.
Helix owns their own manufacturing facility. Each mattress is made right here in the USA by a team of skilled manufacturers. It's shipped directly from their facility to your door. If you aren't satisfied, they'll come pick it up for a full refund. No questions asked. Save 20% at helixsleep.com/Carrie or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, as you've been hearing during the show today, there is a lot to do here in Virginia Beach, nearby Norfolk, and the greater Tidewater area. And something we strongly encourage you to also do is make it a point to visit Colonial Williamsburg. It's about an hour by car. A few days ago, Robert and I took that drive and we enjoyed our day there. While visiting, we connected with Ed Harris, the CEO of Visit Williamsburg, and here's that conversation.
Well, Ed, I recall that we did this last October for the Destination Spotlight Check-In. Nice to do it in person and here in beautiful Colonial Williamsburg.
It's great to see you here in Williamsburg.
Well, thank you so much. We're at the historic Williamsburg Inn with you, a good place to meet up for a conversation. It's a place that Mary and I have enjoyed in past visits. The hotel itself is a piece of American history, built by J.D. Rockefeller, who was instrumental in reconstruction of Colonial Williamsburg. I'm not sure you could be an American and not want to come here because so much of America started here. So talk about the importance of Williamsburg to our history and some reasons to visit.
Absolutely. And we are just steps from the heart of Colonial Williamsburg. Duke of Gloucester Street is just a few steps away. And you're right. This region of the world is where America's journey began. When you think about Williamsburg, we're talking about the revolutionary think tank of the day.
Right.
And just down the road, you have Jamestown Settlement, which is where the first settlers came over. And then, of course, Yorktown, which features the battlefield where we won our independence. So this is really where America's journey begins. And here on this property, it's one of our most popular places to stay overnight. And they're introducing a new golf course this summer called The Shoe, which is a 9-hole course you'll want to check out.
All right, Robert, you're going to have to come back for that. Ed, you know, we've enjoyed many visits here. I want to give you an opportunity to talk a little bit more about Colonial Williamsburg. It is more of a living history. It's very immersive and interactive. Describe the experience that travelers have or will have in Colonial Williamsburg.
That's right. This is the largest living history museum in the world. And you're going back in a time machine when you visit a place like Colonial Williamsburg. You're going to see the horse-drawn carriages on the streets. You're going to see reenactors, whether it's Thomas Jefferson or James Madison or George Washington, walk up to you and have a conversation like you're in the 1700s. And you get a real appreciation for how our democracy was formed when you're interacting with the amazing interpreters and historians that are walking around this beautiful place called Colonial Williamsburg.
Yeah, they really bring it to life, and they do a terrific job doing that. And I'll ask a similar question, since Jamestown and Yorktown are also right here in the area. Yorktown has the American Revolution Museum. There's the Jamestown Settlement, of course. There are parks for people if they want to go hiking, enjoy the natural beauty. There's even a National Comedy Museum, which may surprise some people. Just give us a few specifics about these nearby towns.
Yeah, sure. I think one of the things that people are surprised with when they visit a place like the historic Triangle is the robust amount of arts and culture opportunities. You mentioned the Comedy Museum. There's magic shows. There's all kinds of interesting breweries. There's a winery. There's all kinds of interactive exhibits at our museums, and there's just so much to do.
Well, that's the key, and it's one of the reasons that Mary and I wanted to come back today, because we love it here. We have such a history with the area. It's a great part of Virginia. I want to bring us back to greater Williamsburg, though. Besides Colonial Williamsburg, or even the well-known College of William & Mary that you know well, your wife obviously going there, great university, Busch Gardens, major draw to this area, right? New roller coaster and that happening here. Talk about some of the other reasons for folks to come to the greater Williamsburg area. Ghost tours might be, shopping, you know, all of that. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. What most people also find when they visit Williamsburg is that there is so much outdoor adventure to be had here. When you think about the miles and miles of trails
That's a good point.
Being part of the Virginia Peninsula, there's kayaking opportunities, there's sailing. I could go on and on, but it's a place where you feel good being outside. And then when you throw in, obviously, the world's largest living history museum and being able to interact and have an experiential visit, it just adds to the wonder. And Busch Gardens, it doesn't get any better than that. They just introduced the big bad wolf, the Wolf's Return, and everybody's excited about the new roller coaster.
You've just launched a special going on. Give folks that if they're coming here this summer.
You'll want to go to visitwilliamsburg.com and download the cool summer savings pass. We're giving visitors over 30 different discounts to local businesses, including Busch Gardens, Baskin Robbins, Virginia Beer Company, restaurants, and all kinds of stuff that'll make your visit much more affordable this summer.
That sounds great, Ed. Another reason to visit, and there are many. So thank you so much for your time today here in Williamsburg.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we're live again, Oceanfront, here at Hilton Grand Vacations, Ocean Beach Club, and Ocean Air, and it is time for us to put a wrap on the big Let's Go America Tour Virginia Beach live broadcast. To find out more about a trip to Williamsburg, the website is visitwilliamsburg.com, or Virginia Beach, coming here, visitvirginiabeach.com.
We've covered so much here this week, Robert, but it's just a sampling of everything that awaits visitors.
It's been so great being back in the area. Enjoyed everywhere we've been. Now we are actually headed to Washington, D.C., Mary, for some meetings. Before we head back to New York, we'll be there next week. Until you hear my voice again live next Saturday, June 14th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Special thanks to all of our guests who appear on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to everyone at HGV's Ocean Beach Club at Ocean Air. Thanks to our show team, our network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Have a great week, everyone, and let's go, America.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.